Acts is an exciting book to study.
这是一个很令人兴奋的故事。
What a day the people of that time had experienced in chapter 2 of the book of Acts.
它里面提到一本圣经第二章。
It was Pentecost. When has the story of Pentecost ever been repeated?
他提到这个 Pentecost 怎么样？啊，五旬节，我翻不出来了。他提到一个五旬节，他们纪念这五旬节。
There was powerful preaching by Peter.
就是 Peter 呢，就是说彼得他很有话语的权利。
There was tremendous growth of the first church.
他的第一个教会呢，就是有很大的成长。
There was some splendid fellowship with others in this church as well.
他们和别的church的教会的关系也很好。
There was indeed a deep devotion to God.
他们很崇拜上帝。
A spirit of unselfishness with each other as well.
互相弟兄姊妹互相也很爱护。
But what a strange thing happens in chapter 3.
但在第三章又讲到什么呢?
The excitement is suddenly, temporarily is stopped.
就第二章里提到那些惊奇那些东西都突然就停止了。
There's a phrase that we've often heard, the law of action and reaction.
我们经常听到一句话就是说法律的反应和被反应。
It applies not only in physics, but also in human relationships.
这个规律就是不但适合自然界也适合人类。
Before we come down too hard on those of that early church,
我们在提到那个早期那些教会之前呢
It may be well that we realize that maybe they were reacting out of fear.
当时人们对其他的那些恐惧也会有反应。
Jesus had warned them that just as he was persecuted, they would be persecuted as well.
耶稣就警告大家，他呢到时候不是会钉十字架吗？就是说我们大家将来死了也会要钉十字架。
Those who condemned Jesus to death would again act to stamp out this new heresy.
那些诅咒耶稣当初耶稣被钉十字架的时候他们欢呼雀跃的人到时候也逃不了自己的
For the rulers to deal with Christ was not so bad But now these followers
现在就讲到耶稣那些追随者
Because they were like him
因为他们喜爱耶稣
A reaction was inevitable
然后他们这些反应呢是不可避免
The only question we have to ask is when and howwill it occur?
然后人们问的问题是这个审判什么时候在哪里才会到来
Luke is careful to give us a full account.
看看这里详细的描述
As a matter of fact, the story is divided into four parts.
我们刚才念的圣经里面讲到故事实际上分成四个部分
First of all is the miracle.
第一个故事呢第一个部分讲的是奇迹
Second is Peter's sermon.
接下来呢讲到就是彼得的讲的话
Next is the arrest and the trial of the apostles
然后最后讲后面又讲到的是审判
And finally the effect upon the first church
然后就讲到和第一个教会的那个
This morning brothers and sisters we only have time to look at the first the miracle
我们今天呢就讲的是这个使徒行传的第一刚才讲的第一部分就是也就是奇迹
One of the first questions that you might ask having read our passage this morning is why Peter and John together
今天大家可能会提到的第一个问题就是刚才念的圣经里面讲到彼得和约翰在一起为什么他们会在一起呢
Some would make us believe that Peter was older
有的人就是解经家就说可能彼得年纪更大一点
Luke would tend to help us understand that they knew each other from youth
然后有人说他们从年轻的时候两个人就互相认识了
They had been partners, a fisherman at the Sea of Galilee
他们在海上钓鱼的时候做渔夫的时候就已经是在一起了
John and Andrew were responsible for Peter coming to the master
然后这个我也不懂约翰和那个彼得他们有什么关系反正
Luke tells us it was Peter and John who were sent to prepare the Passover
然后彼得和强他这个约翰呢就是他们把他送到一个地方去。
It was John who took Peter into the palace of the high priest.
然后是那个约翰把彼得带到那个教会去。
Peter turned to John after he had fallen.
然后彼得呢就跟约翰就有一点关系不好。
And yet it is these two who come to the tomb on the resurrection morning.
然后在那一天，耶稣是叫什么复活节的那天。
All of the passing disputes are over.
他们两个人一起到这个教会去。
All of the passing disputes are over.
所以以前他们一些不和呢都已经过去了。
The question of who had more favor is gone.
就两个人谁就是更好一点的都这里不存在了。
All of this had passed away because of what took place at Pentecost.
为什么这个事情会发生呢？
Unity and union had taken place.
联合和团结就在这里取代了他们以前的不和。
The unity was brought about by the recalling that Christ had warned them of the persecution that was to come.
这是因为耶稣曾经警告他们将来会有审判。
Peter and John, we will see, cling to their past traditions of Judaism as well.
然后约翰和彼得他们就把他们作为犹太人以前那些东西都清除掉了。
And the Bible tells us that they go to pray at the ninth hour.
然后圣经告诉我们他们两个共同祷告一共延续了九个小时。
It was usual for them to pray three times a day.
他们通常是每天祷告三次。
Morning, noon, and evening, and sometimes seven times a day.
早晨、中午、晚上，有时候他们一天祷告七次。
It was an example that Jesus had given them.
这就是耶稣给他们树立的榜样。
It was the purpose of praying was to gain strength for what was ahead.
然后祷告呢，就为他们带来了力量。
Now our passage tells us about the beautiful gate.
然后我们这个刚才读的圣经里面讲到那扇美门，美丽的门。
It's not mentioned by any other writers along the way.
然后其他所有圣经的作者都没有提到过这扇门。
Note how long the crippled man had been coming to this beautiful gate.
人们也不知道这个瘸腿的人已经有多长时间每次被人抬到这个门里面去祈祷。
It was suggested possibly the writer was simply interviewing the crippled man himself.
也许这写这一篇圣经的那个作者，他亲自就是和那个瘸腿的人他交谈过。
The crippled man was doing something that he had been doing for 40 years.
这个瘸腿的人呢，这样做就是每天到这个教堂门口去乞讨呢，已经有40年了。
All he wanted was a few cents of money.
他每次需要的是人们给他几分钱就好了。
Just enough to supply the need as he had for so many years.
这么多年来，他能够生活下去，就是靠每次人家施舍给他的这些小钱。
He did not realize that something was going to take place on this day that was incredible.
他这四十年来从来没想到过会发生今天这样的奇迹。
I imagine also that Peter and John had come to this beautiful gate before and never noticed this crippled man.
我可以肯定这个约翰和彼得呢以前也到过这个教会，也经过这扇门，但是从来没有注意到这个瘸腿的人。
But for some reason, on this very day, Peter and John fixed their eyes upon him.
也不知道为什么原因，这一天他们经过这个瘸腿的人的时候呢，他们注视着他了。
There was compassion.
这里面有一种热情。
And they had learned all of this from Jesus.
他们都是从耶稣那里学来的。
They could not stand aloof.
他们不可能像以前那样视而不见走过去。
Maybe you have passed by those who have been in need and have looked at them time and time again and done nothing.
他的意思，这个牧师的意思说，我们在日常生活中可能也遇到这种情况。我们中国人讲熟视无睹，经常遇到这种情况，但是你没有注意。
But quite possibly there will come a moment when God just brings your interaction with them.
但是有一天你会受到圣灵的感动，你看到同样的事情会做出不同的反应。
If you notice in our passage of scripture, Peter and John commanded the man to look at them.
大家还记得刚才读的圣经里面提到约翰和彼得要求这个瘸腿的人看 看着他。
This gaze was something different than ever had happened before.
这样双方对视在以前是从来没有发生过的，因为人们走过就丢两小钱就走掉了。
I wonder if we would have been there if we would have sensed that the crippled man on that day thought maybe something bigger than had ever happened before was going to take place.
当时如果有人注意到这一点，肯定会想，说不定有什么事情要发生了。
He may have thought that this is my day, that I will receive enough money that I'll never have to come back again and beg.
然后这个瘸腿的人可能心里也在想，他不是注视着那个这个彼得和约翰吗？他想，今天我可能会得到很多的钱。
As you read the passage of scripture this morning, did you sense Peter and John's sense of urgency as well?
大家在读这段圣经的时候，有没有感觉到约翰和彼得有一种急迫性？
As they looked at him in faith, they must have experienced in their own spirit a sense of healing.
当他们互相对视的时候，约翰和彼得一定表达出一种这种感情对这个瘸腿的人。
I really wonder at this point if the crippled man did not realize that they wanted to heal him and the power to carry on his wishes out.
这个瘸腿的人一定没有想到，他们今天要把他的腿治好，让他能够行走，他一定想不到。
Notice these lessons that apply to us this morning.
今天早晨我们刚才读了圣经。
They shared what they had.
然后就说他们互相分享了对方有的。
They simply said to this crippled man who was laying there, silver and gold I do not have. What I have, I give to you.
就是彼得就告诉这个瘸腿的人，他说你这不要指望在我这里拿钱，我金子银子都没有，但是我把我所有的都给你。
It was all that they could do.
这是他们唯一能做的。
All they had was these simple resources.
这是他们唯一拥有的简单的一种来源。
They were poor, but they had visible resources.
约翰和彼得并不是有钱人，但是他们有一种强大的来源。
Yet how rich they were in invisible resources, it was unlimited.
但是他们那种看不见的财富是无限的。
It was all that they could do.
这是他们所能做的所有的事情。
You remember what Matthew said to us? Freely give.
然后还记得这个马太是吧？马太说过，这个耶稣给我们的礼物是不要钱的，免费的礼物。
The book of James also reminds us of these words: He who knoweth to do right and doeth it not, it is sin.
什么书啊？雅各书提到说，这如果你能做的话就做，做的话就很好。
My friends, this was no place for passive discipleship.
朋友们，我们今天不能像往常一样经过这个门，看到这个瘸腿的人视而不见走过，我们不能这样做。
As you look around the world that you're a part of,
如果我们看着我们周围的世界，你就会发现我们是其中的一部分。
You may be poor in visible resources.
我们可能没有钱，我们可能很穷。
But you are rich in invisible resources.
但是我们在精神上我们并不贫穷，我们很富有，因为我们有耶稣。
They are unlimited.
这些我们的富有是没有限制的。
And we can give to those who are in need freely as well.
我们可以给那些需要的人传福音，这是他们需要的。
Brothers and sisters, this is no time for passive discipleship.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不能经过就是路过那些残疾的人视而不见。
It is time to be alert.
我们要提高警惕，要警醒自己。
Peter and John at this beautiful gate shared what they had.
约翰和彼得在经过这扇美门的时候，他们把自己拥有的福音就和这个瘸腿的人分享了。
Silver and gold we do not have, but what we have we give you.
他们说金子和银子我们都没有，但是我们把我们所有的分享给你。
Notice what they had, they gave in the name of Christ.
还记得他们怎么说吗？他们说我以我们耶稣基督的名义给你。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
他说他是应着这个拿撒勒人耶稣的名义。
Herein lies the merit of the gift.
这呢就是约翰彼得给这个瘸腿的人一种非常非常好的礼物。
Herein lies the power of the giver.
然后这个就显示了约翰彼得作为送出礼物的人的一种力量。
What we have, we give in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
我们也要应耶稣的名义把我们的福音传给人家，我们也有力量。
Why? Because he's given us all that we have.
为什么呢？因为耶稣基督把他所有的都给了我们。
He's forgiven us.
耶稣基督原谅了我们的罪过。
He's given us eternal life.
给了我们永远的生命。
And he's promised that we will share in all of his glory.
然后耶稣说，他保证我们要和他分享他所有的荣耀。
Peter and John gave what they had in the name of Jesus Christ.
约翰和彼得用耶稣的名义把他们所有的都分享了出去。
And lastly, this morning, they gave something far better than silver and gold.
最后他们给出去的远远比金银财宝来的宝贵。
The lame man was healed.
这个瘸腿的人居然被治好了，能暂且行走了。
Silver and gold are quickly spent.
金银很快就会用完的。
Health fails.
你的健康也会败坏。
The undertaker wins out.
但是所有的这些东西都可以拿走。
But notice the reaction of the crippled man who was healed from our passage.
我们要注意一下圣经里面讲提到这个瘸腿的人治好了以后他的反应。
He got up and he walked.
他站起来行走了。
His feet and his ankles became strong.
他的脚踝骨和他的脚变得强壮了。
A miracle had taken place.
奇迹发生了。
Someone who had laid at this beautiful gate for 40 years.
这个瘸腿人在这扇美门躺了有40年了。
Was now walking and jumping and praising God.
然后这个瘸腿人今天突然会站起来行走跳跃赞美。
The wonder and the amazement that took place.
这么大的奇迹发生了。
My friends, someday we're going to stand in God's presence and we're going to be amazed as we stand and rejoice and give praise to God who's healed us and delivered us from all sin.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，有一天我们也会像瘸腿的人一样，我们站起来行走跳跃歌颂神，因为他给了我们所有的一切。
The gospel which is entrusted to us does what silver and gold could never do.
我们所拥有的耶稣福音是比所有的金银都更宝贵，是永远达不到这个目的。
The aim of the gospel is to save.
这个耶稣福音的这个福音就是真正的救主。
And let me remind you, every day is the last day for someone.
让我提醒大家，对有的人来讲。每一天对这些人来讲都是最后一天了。
The need is immediate.
但是他们对耶稣福音的需要呢，是立即就需要的。
Peter and John lived on a spiritual altitude, which was congenial to dedicated believers.
约翰和彼得作为圣徒，他们每天在传讲福音。
Three things that I would encourage you to be in emulating what Peter and John did in this passage of scripture.
今天学了这些圣经，我要提醒大家三件事，就是约翰和彼得在做的。
In their spiritual concern, they were alert.
在他们的精神生活中，第一，他们警醒自己。
They were vocal.
他们要发声，要传讲福音。
And they were outgoing.
然后他们呢就要走出去讲。
They were never off duty.
他们从来没有就是不管到自己的责任。
They were the reflection of Jesus's beauty.
他们反映了耶稣基督的美丽。
My dear brothers and sisters, the call to us today that Jesus offers for this morning in our time of worship.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天早晨耶稣基督给我们带来的福音
is a call for us to be alert.
要我们
vocal
提高警惕，要能够开口，要能够走出去。
And outgoing.
那我们就会传讲福音。
Amen.
这样的奉耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。